chance. See how cordial I am? There's a spring Zimmer and a season Zimmer, you know? I thought it was actually it was a good spring. The guys worked real hard. A lot of the different things we tried to get done. You know, it's about teaching and technique and growing as a football team. You know, I think that, I've said this before and I'll continue to say it. I like how they work. I like this football team, the way they do things. And the way when we cross the white lines, you know, how they get focused on things. You know, they still joke around and have a good time, but I think they've got a good demeanor about themselves. So, you know, it was great yesterday to have Ahmad Rashad and Randy Moss out here, and I was able to see him down at the Taste of the Vikings. So it was nice to get, you know, two great players like that. Randy Moss killed me on so many occasions. I was glad when he retired. But, you know, and then today we've got the alumni barbecue. And as I've said before, you know, just watching Matt Blair talk to Emmanuel Lamour, you know, it's really important to me that these players that we have understand why they have the things that they do. You know, some of these guys, you know, that have played and given the opportunity and let the sport grow and things like that, I think that's a really good thing for our guys. And like I told them in the meeting this morning, that you know, hopefully sometime 10 years from now, some of these rookies will be out here watching them when they come out. So, all right, questions?
In terms of how do you feel you progressed during the spring and you missing the 2 weeks there, did that set anything back with just the way spring went?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it set anything back. I know, you know, it was difficult for me. You know, I think it was maybe difficult for some of the players at times because, you know, when the teacher's not here, you know, you tend to have a chance to be a little bit different. But when I came back, everything was good. You know, we were good on the install. I felt like offensively we've improved. You know, I think the additions that we've had this spring has helped. I like the mentality of our guys. I can't remember the first part of the question was.
Just it was an overall assessment of spring, which was
yeah, I think it was good. You know, I'm sure you're not going to come in and say there's no coach going to say we had a poor spring, but I think we did. I think we did a good job. We got a lot accomplished. We got a lot of things looked at that we wanted to. A lot of players looked at, and so we'll go from there.
Well, along those lines, what are the kind of maybe some of the key issues in your own words entering training camp regarding the time?
You know, I don't know that there's any issues. I think we just got to, you know, once we get into pads, we'll have better evaluation, especially the linemen. You know, the DBs can press. The receivers got to get off and press. I mean, it's all typical stuff. So I don't know that issues would be any kind of word. There's, you know, in football, things are always evolving and changing and so we're always looking at different ways to do things, better ways to do things, and that's kind of what we do this spring.
Mike, would your recovery and the travel restrictions affect what you normally do over these next 2 weeks, or it would be same old, same old?
Okay, here we go on the eye. I had an eye doctor appointment yesterday. Retina's perfect. The pressure's great. He said he would be absolutely shocked if anything else happened to this eye the way it is now. I'm just about out of the woods, and I probably can't fly for 7 to 14 days, so I'm going to have, you know, my daughter's getting married a week from Sunday, so I'm going to have to drive to Dallas, so I guess that would be the biggest thing. But as far as football-wise, I've got things that I want to get accomplished this offseason for me, and it shouldn't affect it at all.
Like, is that just a relief for you mentally? No. Like feeling that you're in this position to finally get past it.
It's nice to, you know, I'm not out of the woods totally, but it's nice that, you know, we're progressing the right thing, and maybe number 9 doesn't show up. You know, I read that thing when I was driving to Kentucky, something about cats have 9 lives, you don't, so buckle your seatbelt, you know, something like that. So I'm hoping I don't get to the 9th life.
How's the vision right now, though? Are you? With
correction, it's 2100 today, but it'll get better. I obviously don't have a lens in my eye right now. I got a little bubble that's down here that I can see, but it's going to, like I said, it's going to go away 7 to 10 days. So he expects my vision to be good.
Mike, we talked previously about how this could eventually surface in the left eye. Have doctors said any more about whether that's still a risk?
Yeah, unfortunately, he did yesterday. And maybe they're always a little, you know, cautious, but the deal is that he actually said, I'm more worried about your other eye than this eye. Now, don't get all headlines on that, all right? Because what he said was, because your eyes are typically shaped the same way, a 1 in 5 chance that, you know, something could happen to the other eye. But he also said, you know, because we're a little bit more diligent about the things we're doing, that we would catch it much sooner. And, you know, but saying that, if it's a season, I'm going, baby. It's time to go. Well, we'll have to worry about it after the season.
Like the offensive line, what did you see from them this spring, and what do you need to see once you guys get in the pads?
Yeah, you know, I was really impressed with Riley Reiff. You know, again, this is without pads, okay? He is a tough guy, a physical guy, good with his sets. You know, he doesn't say much, but when he says something, he means it. Remmers has done a nice job of competing with Griff every day. So these things have all been, you know, really good. Same thing with Reiff. You know, those two guys would get into a little talking contest a little bit. You know, I really like Elfline, the center, you know, and Easton's done a nice job. This Danny Isadora has had a nice spring for a young guy. Rashad Hill, I thought he's done some nice things. TJ being in guard. So, you know, the proof of the pudding is all going to come out when we get to training camp, and we'll have some, you know, a lot of competition deals where we're trying to work on that. But as far as, you know, I like the run game. You know, Cook looks like he's got a chance to be an exceptional back. You know, hopefully Latavius, when he gets out here, does some good things. But, you know, I guess the biggest thing I feel good is that all those guys are all on the same page. You know, they communicate well, they talk well, you know, I've sat in most of the offensive line meetings, and you know, it's a good group.
What's the mood in that room?
You know, they seem pretty focused. You know, really much like the rest of the team. They're not a big joke around team. You know, they have their little fun here and there, but our room. But they kind of, you know, I think they just want to get it right. You know, and like Reiff said to me, you know, I made money in this game. I just want to win a Super Bowl. You know, that's kind of his mentality, and I think it's good for him.
That battle at center, what have you kind of seen from those two members?
Well, they're both doing good. You know, and again, it's going to come down, you know, in training camp and things like that. And you know, we may look at some other scenarios as well.
Mike, is that new? Did you have an online meeting before?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Because I've been, you know, most of the time in all the defensive meetings, and, you know, so, you know, part of it is I want them to know I got their back, you know, so I'm going to sit in there with them, and I'm listening to them and communicating them. I'm trying to tell them things, defense, you know, what, you know, I talk to Sam all the time about things that I think defensively and how other people might think, and, you know, when I'm sitting there, they might ask me, you know, if with this rotation, where's the blitz coming from, you know, how's the linebacker going to react to this kind of play and things like this, and I'll tell them the things that, you know, I see that, you know, that's really tough on a defensive end or whatever. So I think it's been good, and it's not that I'm overlooking any of those guys. I want them to know that they're my guys. You know, the defense guys, you know, they're around me enough to know. And they know my personality enough that they know all that stuff.
Michael, what's your impressions of Case Keenum and how he's come along?
Yeah, you know, I think him and Taylor both, you know, they both had some good days and they both had some bad days. And so what they got to do when we get into training camp is we got to clean up some of these mistakes. You know, he threw a ball today and down on the 5-yard line, almost got intercepted. You know, things that, you know, we can't do if we want to win football games. So, but, you know, fairness to him, you know, he was coming in, new system and things like that. So we'll just see how it goes. I think the competition will be good.
Mike, what are your impressions of Dalvin Cook?
I think he's got a chance to be special. You know, he's a, you know, there was a play yesterday that, I don't know if it got through or not, but, it, you know, and Xavier's trying to catch him, and he's hauling now. You know, I just think this guy's got a chance to be pretty good. Now, he's got some things he's got to work on, like all young backs, but I've been very impressed with him this spring. It was a great pick by Rick, and you know, being able to make the trade and do those things. So he's been a great kid off the field. He's been a great kid in the meetings. So we'll just kind of go from there.
How do you feel about, I know, ball security has been something that's been a question. How did he do that?
I don't think he had any this spring. You know, but again, we're not really tackling and we're not really punching the ball and things like that. So we'll see.
Mike, how's the communication and chemistry been between you and the various new position coaches on offense?
Really good. You know, I thought the coaches did a great job this spring. You know, not only when I was not here because, you know, all I can see is the film. I can't see him coaching and teaching. But I watch him out here work with the individual, you know, Clancy and Daryl and Kennedy. I watch them how they work with the guys, how they communicate with the guys, how they work together as an offense, and then how we work together as a whole team. And I told him yesterday in a meeting I was very proud of them, of how impressed I was with the jobs that they're doing.
Mike, is your expectation that Latavius will be full go at training camp, or you kind of got to take it slow with him?
I think he's going to be ready to go. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals where it just depends on how far his rehab comes at that time. But I believe that he will be. But, you know, it may be a couple days or, you know, it's not going to be a long-term deal, I don't believe, from what I've been told. But, you know, I was told I was going to have one eye surgery, too.
And then when they are both there and healthy, how do you kind of foresee the...
I just worry about that. Latavius is going to get a lot of reps and Jarek and Dalvin. And then we'll just go from there and we'll figure it out as we go. We, you know, this is June 17th or something, whatever it is, 16th. So, we got a lot of time.
Mike, how do you feel Michael Floyd ended up doing coming in late to spring?
Yeah, you know, I thought he made some really good catches. There's things he needs to work on and things he needs to do, but it's nice to have a big body receiver. He caught on pretty quick, you know, as far as a lot of the things. I think there's some things still swimming with him a little bit, which, you know, we'll get to training camp there.
Do you feel that it's important this year that you talk to the guys on offense more, considering some of the turmoil that happened last year on the offensive side, the coaches and everything, just to solidify that going forward?
I don't know if it's specifically that, Don. I think it's more that I do a better job as a head coach in doing things and spreading myself out a little bit more. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but at the end of practices the last 3 days, we've had a game-like situation where we just go play it out. And I think not only for the players, it's good for me. You know, okay, I got to use a timeout here. Right, defense got to use a timeout here. The offense got to use a timeout. You know, we got to clock the ball. And it's not necessarily two-minute drills. It's about winning the football game at the end, however that is. And so, to me, that's one of the areas that I need to continue to improve. But I think it's also important that I get around. You know, I'm talking to Sam so much more than I ever did a year ago. You know, and he asked me so many more questions when I was down in Kentucky. And you know, he would text me every night, you know, what do you see, you know, what can I do better today, what, you know, things like that. So, typically I'm giving him from a defensive perspective, you know, hey, did you see how deep the safety was here? Did you see, you know, the rotation start going, you know, things like that. I've said this a million times, maybe not a million, but I've said, you know, there's so many times you get to be a head coach and you're a defensive coordinator and you come in and you're trying to get the defense fixed and, you know, you get fired in a year or fired in 2 years and you don't learn how to truly be a head coach. You're just trying to put your finger in a different hole as much as you can. And, you know, it takes a while to learn how to do this job. It really does. And, And I probably shouldn't say this, but, you know, there's a guy in New England who's doing pretty damn good now, and, you know, he might have had a rough start in his deal. So, that's kind of my mentality, is to continue to grow as a head coach, continue to, you know, be involved with the defense, but be a lot more involved in the overall game type team, offense, special teams, than I have been before. And I know I've probably said that before, but this is the first time that I've really felt comfortable. I think because we have so many guys back defensively, and I don't want that side of the ball to slip. But, you know, so George and I talk an awful lot, and he does an awful lot in the spring, and, you know, we'll have to see how it goes when we get to camp. But I feel good about the coach, you know, and it helps feeling good about the coaches that I have. And I'm not being derogatory about anybody else.
Is there any consideration to not doing the defensive play calling, or is that something you still care a lot about?
Yeah, I've thought about it more this year than I ever have. But, if I did that, I think I'd be able to interject a lot. You know, like George wants to call blah, 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 and I say, no, let's do this, you know, where we can. So, it all is, or I'll just tell him, you know, whatever. But, I think I'm a technical football coach, maybe to a fault. And so, you know, I want to make sure that when I'm watching tape, that, I have a vision for this football team. And when I go out there and I watch the tape, I want this team to look a certain way. I want the defensive backs to do things a certain way. I want the linebackers, the defensive line, to do things a certain way. And even though I'm trying to be a little more aggressive this spring, I don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul.
So, is the decision that made?
No. I mean, as of right now, I'm still calling it, but maybe I'll, hey, George, take this, preseason game, let's see how this works out. I've always felt one of my best traits was on Sundays when one of these great quarterbacks got the ball, I got to try to figure out how to stop him. So,
did the job George Edwards did against Dallas, show you something?
Yeah, I think it did. I thought he did a great job that night. I think that was good for him. I was able to sit in on all game plan stuff, obviously, but, it's still, you gotta make these calls up, out of your gut a lot of times. And I thought he did a good job, and I thought the players did a good job.
Time for two more.
Mike, you spent a lot of time.
Where have you been?
Spent a lot of time in situational stuff. Where do you think they came the furthest? I mean, red zone, 2 minutes.
We spent an awful lot of time inside the 5-yard line, team inside the red zone, third downs in the red zone. All these things were emphasis that we've had this spring, that when I look at, and I look at the stats, and, if you convert a third down in the red zone, you usually get 7 points on either side of the ball, right? Whereas, obviously, if you don't get third downs, you kick field goals. So there's a lot of points that are given up there. So we spent a lot of time on that. And then, like I said, at the end of the game, situations where, it's about learning how to play the game, So people are understanding at the end of the game, hey, this is what we're going to do. We had a good one yesterday. So, there's just, today was an end of a first half. Things like that that just, we get out here and, We get out here and we run plays, but we're just running plays. We're not playing the game. And so I think it's important that we continue to learn to play the game. So at the end of the game, everything is, nice and smooth. We know what's going on, and obviously things are going to happen that, you're not expecting. But maybe we react a little bit different. It helps us win more games.
On the training camp, how important will it be from the standpoint so many key special teams jobs up for grabs, kicker, punter, kickoff return?
Yeah, all those are, and not only those, but, we've got a lot of young players, young linebackers and young DBs, and we'll have to evolve to those things. But, yeah, and the kickers, quite honestly, the punters and kickers have done a great job this spring. It's, we charred everything, and it's been a very close deal. So I think it's probably, at the end, going to come down to the games and, see how they handle the pressure situations. Good. All right, thank you.
That's the first.